At any given moment, invisible information is traveling all around you. There are two obvious examples if you're hearing my voice right now, radio waves, or if you're listening online, the wireless signal emitted by your router. Researchers at MIT have been experimenting with transforming those invisible signals into something we can use to see beyond our own limited vision. They've developed a type of radar that uses Wi-Fi signals to detect movement and even see through walls. Dina Katabi is professor of electrical engineering and computer science at MIT and is on the line to talk about what she calls Wi-Fi. First, Dina, if you could explain for us, what is a Wi-Fi signal and how does your radar use it to see?
So Wi-Fi signals are a particular type or particular frequency of radio signals. What is nice about them is that they traverse walls and obstacles. So you notice that if you are in a room, you can still connect to the Wi-Fi device in the other room. Because of that, we can use them in a new way to enable us to see through walls. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that we can see exactly the face of the person or the body parts, so don't get too worried that people are going to start seeing you inside your house. But we can see way beyond what we could before this technology. For example, shine a Wi-Fi signal on the wall and use the reflections that come from the objects behind the wall to image these objects. So we can see, for example, a moving human like a moving blob that traces a line.
So how is this different than, say, X-ray or infrared technology?
So the difference is that Wi-Fi is in a particular range of the wireless spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at infrared, for example, because it's a different frequency, it has different characteristics. It doesn't traverse walls. X-rays, on the other hand, is different. X-ray, you cannot expose people to X-ray for long doses. So what is nice about Wi-Fi is that it has these nice characteristics. It goes through walls, it is safe, and therefore it enables this new technology.
Okay, so to understand your technology better, we've got all these Wi-Fi signals traveling all around us, right? How do you turn these signals into radar? Is your technology projecting something upon them? Will we be able to see them traveling through the air?
We use our own Wi-Fi signal. So imagine that you do have a Wi-Fi card on your cell phone if you have a smartphone.
Right.
So that Wi-Fi card in the future most likely is going to be able to use our technology. So you can hold your cell phone, for example, toward the wall and use the Wi-Fi card in your cell phone to shine Wi-Fi signal on that wall. And on the screen of your cell phone, you will start seeing if there is a moving human, for example, you start seeing a blob that is tracing a line.
Wow.
According to the movement.
I can see its applications for, obviously, home security, but there's also the other side. I mean, since we've had revelations about the extent of NSA surveillance, people are more aware than ever that they're being watched. Could this technology be used to look into people's homes or even private businesses without their knowledge?
In principle, it could. Most technologies, they have multiple aspects and multiple applications, and some of these applications are great applications, and some of these applications may invade on privacy or have some undesirable outcome. But what is great about technology as a society is that it gives us enough time so that we can instantiate policies about how to use the technology in a useful way.
Like all technology, you're saying there is the potential to use it for good and to use it for ill. I'm wondering what the good part would be. What would be the consumer demand or applications for Wi-Fi in our daily lives?
So there are two types of applications. So the most obvious applications are related to security. So, for example, police officers may use it when they want to enter a room and they are worried about getting into an ambush. Firefighters also, because when you have a fire, there is a lot of smoke and you might want to image certain room or a dangerous environment before you send the firefighters. For personal security, like for example, I stay until very late on MIT campus, and in many cases I might want to enter very late at night, and I want to know before entering that isolated area whether there is somebody inside so that I am more prepared.
Have you been able to use it yourself for that purpose?
So most of the time, actually, when I'm using it, there are many students around because now we have a device that is assembled from components. So the students are operating it. So unfortunately, there is no, or fortunately, there is no security issues whenever we are operating the device.
Well, Dina, I want to thank you for your time. I hope you get some sleep.
Thank you.
Dina Katabi, professor of electrical engineering and computer science at MIT. We're glad that she could speak with us today. She was up very late working on a deadline. And you can read more about her work with YVI at wordofmouthradio.org.